you know, more and more, as the Lord begins to unfold and reveal things in certain areas of Scripture, has become dimensional. Words have such meaning to them. In fact, names were given to many of the, in the Old Testament, almost everybody that had a name associated in the lineage that was given was always associated with a circumstance that had happened or that was going to happen. And they carried that name all the way through. Because words are so powerful and effective. Our words move the hand of God or they move the hand of the devil. Our words are always ripple affecting. They never just fall before us and stay there. Not that they don't stay there and we stumble over them sometimes, but they're ripple affecting. Because the word says that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. There's something that is, as the Lord was bringing me through some things, he altered some words in Scripture for me and gave me a, it was like a ripple effect in seeing things through more in depth and the reality of where we are. So I want to first start at 2 Timothy chapter 3. Can everybody hear me? Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and start at verse 1. Is everybody there? But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Now, we are seeing this really begin to explode more. It's really becoming more and more tangible, where the word says that even evil will become worse, people will become more deceived. But there's a word in here that is must be understood. It says in verse 3, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers. But it says something right here, and underline this, and it says, without self-control. Now, we always look at self-control as control over self. But when the Holy Spirit began to expound this more, it's without self-control means without thought control. I'm going to say it again. It means without thought control. And the reason they're without thought control, because they are under mind control. And one of the things that we need to look at today is, what are the areas of mind control? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3, self, without self-control means without thought control. And the reason people are without thought control is because they're under mind control. In verse 3 it says, but even if our gospel is veiled, the word is a gospel means message of truth. The Bible says, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. What will it set you free from? Mind control. But if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel or the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. In other words, they are perishing under mind control because they do not have thought control. Again, people perish without thought control because mind control is ruled by Satan's kingdom. So it says that the God of this age, the God of this age is Satan, and known as Lucifer, in his kingdom. He is the ruler of this earth. How does he manipulate? He puts people under mind control. In other words, he's the one that's controlling your thoughts. In 1 John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 18. Is everybody okay? We know that in verse 18 it says, we know that who was ever born of God does not sin. Sin means presence of evil. Means he doesn't have a desire to fellowship with evil. Does everybody got it? But he who has been born of God keeps himself. What is he keeping himself from? The presence of evil. How is he keeping himself from the presence of evil? By having self-control, or what we call control over your thoughts. Why? And the wicked one does not touch him. The wicked one does not touch him. Why? Because he's got control over his thoughts. It says, we know that we are of God and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. Again, he expresses that the wicked one handles and does something what we call is mind control. In other words, he controls your thoughts. That's why God says, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. Many people don't even realize that. They don't realize that the enemy is involved in every one of your decisions. Even as a believer is involved in every one of your decisions, you will have a choice of allowing mind control to rule you or self-control to rule you. And we know that the Son of God has come and given us an understanding. What's the understanding? Who told you that? The understanding of Christ, the understanding of the spirit realm, the understanding that Jesus, who came and paid the price for me and you, who left us the Holy Spirit, who is the mind of Christ, that we may have self-control. Self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit. That means you've got control over your thoughts. If you don't, you're under mind control, under the enemy. And we know that the Son of God has come and given us an understanding that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Why? Because that's how things are utilized to bring us under mind control. Mind control comes under many ways, many forms. One of the things that the enemy wants you to do is to approve of the things that are evil. In Romans chapter 1, people that don't believe in demons are under mind control. People that are prideful are under mind control. Why? Because they're not controlled. They're not under self-control. Self-control controls your thoughts. You control them. You have dominion on them. You don't allow your thoughts to manipulate you. You know, there is a place where your thoughts activate a feeling. So people are led by how they feel because of the thought. Well, this is just how I feel. Now, God is not the God of the feeling. He's the God of truth. But in this, it doesn't mean we don't have a feeling. We have a senses now. Our senses are peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Why? Because our feeling comes from the presence of God, not from the world. That's why our feelings are different. So if our feelings are different, that means our thoughts are different. When your feelings are still associated with worldly feelings, are you listening? Are you hearing? Then you will produce feelings that are deceptive. The feeling of lust, that's not from God. He calls that from the world, doesn't he? You know, all of these areas, the Holy Spirit is preparing us so deeply for what's happening right now, for what's getting ready to. More and more people are becoming under mind control and have no idea. There are people that are coming up that have no feelings whatsoever. Super soldiers that are being raised have no feelings whatsoever. They'll kill you in a second with no remorse. It's happening right now. Young children, homes are being destroyed. All kinds of things are happening because feelings have become cold. There is no compassion. There's no mercy. But then there's feelings that can bring you into bondage of permanent sorrow, permanent oppression. That's mind control. So there is a balance in this. Again, your feelings, my feelings are peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit because our feelings come from the presence of God. When they're not coming from the presence of God, they're coming from the world. And when those are manifesting, you're under mind control because you don't have control over your thoughts. That's called self-control. Is everybody okay? I know it's kind of wild, but I can only explain what I see. Is everybody all right? In Romans chapter 1 and verse 28, it said, even as they did not like to retain God or truth of God, in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. He released them to go where? Under mind control. Because they refused to what? Come under His control. being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, hello, they are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, they know the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. What the enemy wants you to do under mind control is approve. Look at, there are many who've been saved. The heart's saved, but the mind ain't. I'm going to say that again. The heart is saved, but the mind is not. So they're always up and down. They're unstable. They go from one end to the other. So the spirit is saved. Hello? They got saved. But the mind needs to be renewed. It needs to actually be replaced. And it's replaced by self-control. That's controlling the thoughts so that the spirit... Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Oh, yeah. Mind control. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. In verse 3. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, in other words, we live in the natural realm, we do not war according to the natural things. For the weapons of our warfare are not natural or carnal, but they're mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, which is a memory lie, and it's establishing a place in us that is a thought that is a lie. So what's he say? He says, cast them out. I say, cast them out. Because behind a stronghold is a demon. Behind every stronghold is a demon. Why? Because the devil is known as the father of lies, isn't he? So if you've been lied to, it's a spirit. And once you've agreed with that, it becomes a stronghold. Now you believe that lie. And you do not have dominion over that thought until it's exposed and removed. Now you're able to take dominion over it. When you take dominion, you're under self-control of that thought. Why? You're controlling that thought. But what the enemy likes to do is water it, water it, water it, water it, water it, till you react, and that's called transgression. Casting down arguments, or casting out, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, that's called rebellion. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, what are you doing? You're exposing that thought. You're bringing it in. Wait a minute, this isn't God. I am taking this thought, and I am throwing it out because I know behind that thought is a spirit, and I'm casting that spirit out with it. See, first you must control that thought. Being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So let me share something with you. It is required, it is commanded that you grab hold of those thoughts that are not of God. That's your responsibility and mine. It is required. That's what it's called, self-control, because you have control over your thoughts. Has everybody got it? Hallelujah. Psalm 73. Psalm 73. I think we need to get a text once a day that says, who told you that? So we can be reminded, wait a minute, who told me that? What it's going to do is going to remind us who's got control. Am I under mind control or am I under self-control? Psalm 73, verse 20. It says, as a dream when one awakes, so, Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image. Verse 21. Thus my heart was grieved and I was what? Vexed. Where? In my mind. I was distressed, wasn't I? I was irritated in my mind. I was so foolish and ignorant, I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I'm continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Yes. So we see that he was having some troubles. And my mind, my thoughts were vexed. You know, Psalm 119. Psalm 119. In verse 112, it says, I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. Verse 113, read it with me. I hate double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. My hope is in your word. In other words, he said, I hated double-mindedness. In this double-mindedness, it is associated with split-minded. Now listen, one of the areas of mind control, and we're going to talk a few things here before we go deeper, is the area of, it's controlling the mind, but it isn't associated with, there's that mind control that causes people to do things that they shouldn't do. Amen? The purpose that Satan uses mind control is to keep individuals rebellious towards God. When a person becomes obedient towards God, he tries to get them back under mind control to assassin their destiny. Remember, he's always out to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen? One of the things, especially in the satanic realm, what they do is they do abuse, especially of satanic rituals. And when they grab children, that's why the Lord said it'd be better for a millstone to be wrapped around your neck than you mess with a kid. Because he knows that once a child has been abused, there's that split personality that comes. And when there's a trauma, such a trauma, that's why some people don't remember things in their life. Because the traumas were so strong that they were able to put them deep and forget it, but something else took its place. And this is where that's where demons follow those things. So in the satanic ritual realm, especially children have been offered to Satan or molested as young children or abused in some way or in some kind of ritual in any way or even raped. What happens is the person tries to forget that arena and it causes a split personality. And there's so many times that if people have become split so many times, there's multiple personalities. And behind these personalities are spirits. Now, the world only tries to deal with the personality. So they try to give a medication to unite the personality or to quiet a personality. But these voices are associated with spirits. But some people don't realize that even your flesh speaks, your desire speaks. Hello? So there's some things you just can't get rid of because they're there. But you know what we have? Self-control. So we have control over the thoughts. And does everybody get this? Okay. Certain things that we were, our environment, things that how we were brought up, certain characteristics and habits in our life, they have a voice too. And these voices that are certain habits that we've got, because we have the power and the anointing of Christ, we're able to have dominion over them with self-control, controlling over those thoughts. So you will have power and control over those thoughts of habits, desires. All of these things will come in multiple ways to us. Even when you're set free from drugs and alcohol, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have a thought of it. But that's why he says we have dominion over it. Why? Because you are saturated in the Spirit. You're saturated in the Word. Amen? And so in this, you're able to take dominion because you have self-control or control over your thoughts. Always recognizing and being sober and vigilant. See, we must be sensitive to everything that comes near us and not take it for granted. It's amazing that when we're driving, we're pretty sensitive. What are you looking for? You're making sure nobody... I know when I'm on the motorcycle, let me tell you, I got an antenna everywhere. Even though they can usually hear me, but some people, with their music, they can't hear you. Their ears are going real big when the bass goes and the windows are ripping out the sides and they're driving up next to you and almost knocking you over because of the music and they're going to go deaf and they're filled with demons. So they could care less sometimes. But in this, you got to be careful because they can't hear you or see you. And so you've got to be very sensitive out there. And even in driving, and no matter what you are. You know, you're out there doing a job and people cutting a lawn or whatever you're doing, you got to be careful, especially if you're using tools. You don't want to hurt yourself. So it's the same thing in the spirit realm. We've got to be sensitive. That's where the senses come from, by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Sensitive. What are you sensitive to? The things that the enemy would try to invoke on you. Amen? What's he telling you? What's he influencing you with? What's he trying to bring you under mind control again? One of the things he likes to do is bring people into oppression. Remember, Jesus came, he says, I've come to set them free who've been oppressed by the devil. Oppression. Terrible place to be. What's the devil doing? Bringing you to you. And then he's telling you, you're so bad, or you're so, you can't live this way, or you, how can you make these mistakes, or if you lose a loved one, or whatever it is, you can't live alone. What's he doing? He's always bringing you to you and lying to you. And it's amazing how many times we just, and nobody takes any control over it. Or the enemy's telling you stuff about your boss, or your wife, or your pastor, or your husband, or whatever it may be. Well, we're to have self-control over these things. Amen? Praise God. Double-mindedness. One of the things the enemy wants to do is split personality. That's what Satan does. He does this with children when they're young. Look at how many children are being affected right now through music. That's mind control. How about subliminal messages, TV? You know, they even have microwave mind control technology. Even these false heroes, how many kids are man, they'll do anything to be near a pro baseball player, basketball. Wow, man, I'll do anything. I want to be just like them. So the person's fornicating and lying, and I want to be just like them. Well, that's what you must do to... And the devil tells you that's how you must be to be that good. That's called mind control. So that person follows it all the way. Look at children's games that are out there. Pokemon. All of these things. Now they're actually acting exactly what they're watching, what they're hearing, what they're seeing, what they're playing. They're playing it out now. And there's an area where people begin to perform love instead of godly love. Prostitutes perform love, but it's really not love. It's not love at all. It's a job. Is everybody all right? Galatians chapter 3. Look at the medical field and mind control. Oh my gosh. I'm telling you, the enemy uses that big time. Medical mind control. You know, and then look at about education, bringing people under mind control, thinking this is the only way it can happen. So people go to school, they go to college to become someone or something when they already are. And again, I'm not against going to school and college, but I'm against when it's controlling their life. When education controls your life instead of the spirit controlling your life, there's mind control. One of the things that we always want to do is allow the spirit to control our life. What about your job? Does your job rule you, or does the spirit rule you? If your job rules you, then you're under mind control. If the spirit rules you, you're under self-control. Galatians chapter 1, or Galatians 3, I'm sorry, verse 1. Is everybody all right? Let's read it together. Start at verse 1. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has what? Who has what? Bewitched you. Listen, he's not kidding when he said bewitched you. That's demonic influence. That's mind control. Who's bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Hello? So they did one time, didn't they? They were under a place of self-control, but they've lost self-control and got under mind control. Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Are you so under mind control? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? That is from a place of self-control to mind control. And that mind control is under the demonic influence. Has everybody got it? Everybody okay? Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Would you read it with me? Oh, that you would bear with me a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me. for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. I have betrothed you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his what? Craftiness, mind control. So your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Again, the craftiness of the deception by the serpent because it was under mind control. Now, we have talked about the ruling force of this world as Satan's kingdom and his elite forces. And the mission of his elite forces is to control the masses. And it's been going on for years. It's really nothing new. And he controls it by mind control. It has always been a tool implemented and used in altered perception and thus steers the direction of a large population under this mind control. The modern methods of mind control are in many ways merely higher tech extensions of what always has been predictably successful. Religion is a mind control. Look at how many people are out there killing. And they think they're killing for God. But again, that's performing love. It isn't true love. It's not true love at all. Sports, politics, education, television. How about news media? Man, they easily translate core messages, don't they? While encouraging passivity and always presenting the illusion of choice. But there really is no choice. They have a subliminal message behind their influence, the media does. Choices have been reduced in areas, in other words, even in such things as finances, because they control those things, education, health, and realms of legislation and incentives to ensure compliance. There's always incentive to ensure compliance in everything. Let me tell you, it's like the enemy puts out, like what they're doing right now. They're making all of this offering for people. What are they trying to get them to do? Become more what? Dependent on the government. That is called mind control. Today, however, we have entered a perilous phase where mind control has taken on a physical, scientific dimension that includes a sophisticated full-spectrum assault on the mind in the form of chemicals in food, air, and water, as well as electromagnetic interference. How about what we used to call, and they do now, pharmaceutical cocktails? Hello. They not only pollute the individual user, okay, but it burns off into the rest of the unknowing population, goes into our water supplies. Combined with control over education and media, it's no wonder why rebellion to God has been on course, according to Satan's kingdom. Nevertheless, despite the above assaults, people are resisting this globally. They're trying to come out. They don't even understand what's happening. But we're seeing many, many fall into it. This is a part of the falling away. They are falling away under mind control and remove the restraints of the flesh and gone from self-control back under mind control. But there are people that are fighting because they don't like this. They don't like what they're seeing, even though they don't realize that they're under the mind control. They don't know how to get freed from it. So there's actually a global outcry for help in certain circumstances. The mind control of future foregoes all pretense at an indirectly altering perception through media and politics. As that continues to be exposed for what is true, we're seeing many things. Many things are being found out. Many things are being found out now about government. Many things are being exposed. Amen? How about surveillance and gadgets and things to that degree? You know, one of the things about mind control, again, in the elite that we talked about who wants to control the world, this is how they control the world. The mind control of futures goes straight into direct programming of the digital mind, and this is exactly what the electronic elite are discussing even right now, how to be able to control people through the electronics. There are many ways that this could be achieved. If we don't learn about their agendas in the time and continuing to be able to resist these things, people will stay caught up in it. So it's time that these things become more and more exposed. Surveillance alone can change the way we think and act. You know, now people, there's not, even when your TV is off, it can be coming through there. Skype, your cameras be coming through there. All kinds of things. Look at how many books that are written that people are searching for self-help, and these self-helps are actually putting them under mind control. Yeah, self-help. Hallelujah. Self can't help you, man. Only Jesus. They have been successfully intertwined into the brain computer interface. If we look at just two inventions, the television and video game consoles, amen, we see a massive impact upon the way people all ages view the world through their gadgets. In order to take people to the next level of mind control, there has to be a consumer relation to it, as well as creating something that appears intrinsically necessary to relate to the outside world. How about we enter the internet? Yeah, I know. People are texting. Man, I went to the gym the other day. I wanted to bless this person. You know, I went to the gym. I'm working on this stuff. I'm waiting for this person to get off this one piece of machine. So, and they're over there texting. They're not doing anything. They do a couple moves. Boom, boom, boom. And they're sitting there. So I said, okay. All right, Lord, I'm rolling this to you. I'm going to the next machine. I went over to the next machine. Okay. I went to the next machine. Man, what are you, writing a novel? I went to the next machine. Finally, I got far enough away from the machine. I said, I'm not even going to it no more. I went to another one and worked my way out. And finally, the person got off. And I thought, my God, the mind control of the technology. I got to get the message out now. Sheesh. It was probably the wrong stinking number. Hallelujah. Internet, smart devices wired into it. The internet is a very form of surveillance and gadget, and these gadgets that are wrapped up right in it. Now, even that is, all of this is heading to the next level of mind control. Remember, they're always trying to advance more and more into mind control. They're trying to rewire your brain. We are beginning to witness heavy investment. Now, look at Google and Microsoft. They are in augmented reality now. Listen to this. The concept of merging reality with virtual reality has been introduced and will not likely go away. Mind control computers, tablets, phones, video games, and more are already here. The direct experience with mind perception alteration preps the individual for this type of direct manipulation in other areas of their lives. Remember, there's a two-way street, data received, data transmitted. Combine this in the fact that two-way action is recorded by tech companies. Did you ever Google something and everything comes up what you were looking for before? Man, they know everything about you to where you become mindless. And then all this information is fed in the government databases, and we see the foundation being erected as a pyramid with much clearer all-seeing eye. The race to decode the brain continues and quickens by the day. A wild array of new possibilities are opening in the field of mind control. The mind control that our future foregoes all pretense and indirectly altering perception through media and politics and even mind-altering drugs, environmental toxins. The mind control of the future goes straight into the direct programming and rewiring of the human brain. There are now what they call neural dust. These new mind control techniques are being introduced in gadgets that create brain computers, interfaces, magnetic manipulation. It's called neural dust. And even to the direct uploading of the contents of our brain, one must then consider the subsequent hacking of our brains in digital arenas. Does everybody understand this? All of these things are happening. We're in it. It's on. And they're always trying to promote the next level of mind control. The latest research has been on mice indicates a disturbing quest by the technocrats to interfere with human thought, even deliberately planting false memories or to create brand new ones that you didn't even know about. You know, the military's been working on some of this stuff too. Science continues full throttle, largely at the behest of the military. Apparently, until humanoid robots or super soldiers can't be released full force, they need to create the best human people possible to warfare. Again, that's producing those individuals that have no feelings, none. That will become the super soldier. Hallelujah. Go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning. Cunning. So in other words, what was he trying to do? Get it. Eve and Adam under what? Mind control. He was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, as God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. And of course, the serpent said to the woman, you ain't going to die. You're going to be like God. So there's something that occurred to this with the serpent. And one of the things that occurred here is he implemented to her rejection of God. In other words, God was holding something back from you, so rejection. The other thing he was implementing to her is, look, since you're being rejected, why don't you retaliate? Disobey God and obey me. Has everybody got this? See, so rejection and retaliation are tools of bondage. I'm going to say that again. Rejection and retaliation are tools of bondage. Felt rejected by the lie, retaliated by the submission to the serpent. Has everybody got that? So what they do then, and so the human mind will naturally try to balance things out. You know, when we feel rejected, then we retaliate or try to work harder, extra harder to perform. Amen? This sets up what we call a bondage loop. The human mind will naturally try to balance these things out to perform with performance to peak with increasing the anger and retaliation peak to match it in the opposite intensity. In other words, individuals turn to anger. They turn this inward and upward toward themselves and then towards God. You know, how many times when you were out there doing the stupid thing after you knew the right thing and you said, God, why are you allowing this to happen to me? We're blaming God for it. Because in true reality, we believe the mind control lie of we've been rejected, so we're going to retaliate by submitting to serpent or performing in an anger way. The performance of we call this like a slave. We become a slave to darkness instead of righteousness. The performance of the slave for the master is a form of false love then. Amen? We call it, again, a performance love. You know, that one of the things that we do, we lose the sight of the love of Christ. Christ loved us when we were yet sinners and unlovable. This type of godly love is the area where we must reach for. It's something that we must reach for. Lord, show me your love. And again, these things cannot happen until we're willing to humble ourselves and repent, begin to get into God's presence and be saturated, begin to get saturated in his word and get saturated in fellowship. Those are, again, back to the three abidings. And we all have our responsibility. Amen? One of the things that the enemy likes to do is bring us to a place of self-preservation. Self-preservation is actually a tool of death. Self-preservation is a tool of death. This is one reason Christ did not preserve himself. Even though he could have called angels, he wanted to show the world true love. Fear gets its root in death. The threat of death of a spouse, of oneself, or one's dreams, or one's identity, or one's fleshly body creates fear. Death comes from Satan. Has everybody got it? How does he promote death? Under what? Mind control. Death comes from Satan. Life comes from Christ. Fear is built on the threat of some kind of death, self-preservation that is actually based upon fear, which is turned in turn based on death. This is why Christ said one must lose their life to gain it. Amen? Well, this is what we also call satanic bondage loops, because this influence is demonic. To escape the satanic bondage loop of self-preservation built on fear, we must reach out for the love of Christ. Sometimes we get into the place of self-justification. Self-justification is not normally seen by people as bondage loop, but I can tell you it is. Only the assuredness that God Almighty loves us gives us the strength not to get caught in the self-preservation or the tactic of self-justification. There's a place for defending the truth, but it must be done in love. Amen? Christ and his disciples taught that we are justified by faith in God, not by self-justification. Self-justification can easily be related to self-preservation, a bondage loop again. That's where people fall into the area of survival. We simply have to have an inner knowing that we are made in the image of God and that he is working in each of our lives. Since we are his work, he will justify us. The cult has simply refashioned what God created. He puts the slaves, people, as slaveries. And what he wants to do is recapture the loving view of God in an area that it's a rejection. In other words, he wants to breach God's love and implement rejection always. He's always trying to breach God's love in our life, no matter what it is. You know, we are the handiwork of God now. Amen? We are made in his image and likeness, born again in his image and likeness. The Bible tells us in Romans 12 that we are to be not be conformed to this world, but what? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing means bring to remembrance, taking those thoughts into captivity. In other words, having self-control. Has everybody got it? In other words, you are controlling your thoughts. You are not under mind control, where the enemy is controlling your thoughts. That's where it's important that we are in unity with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the one who renews. He brings things to remembrance. In Galatians chapter 5, I'll go there, please. Galatians chapter 5. Mind control. How about greed? Mind control. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. Would you read it with me, please? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Hello. Peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit, right? Why? Because you're getting your feelings from what? The presence of God. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, control over your thoughts. Against such things, there is no law. I'm going to close at 2 Peter chapter 1. I got a lot more, but I think this is enough. 2 Peter chapter 1. This is where the Lord says, submit to God, submit to God. Submit to what? Godly thoughts. And then you can resist the devil. Come out from under mind control and come under self-control. Text yourself every day. Who told me that? 1 Pete chapter 1. 2 Pete chapter 1. Is everybody there? Good. Verse 5. Ooh, wait a minute. Verse 2. Let's read it together. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given us to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the what? Knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Virtue. Virtue, which is moral excellence. Hallelujah. By which having been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, which is false love. Mind control. Verse 5. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, moral excellence. and to virtue, knowledge, which is truth, to knowledge, self-control, because now you have your truth, you are controlling your thoughts. To self-control, perseverance, which means endurance. So when you're controlling your thoughts, you're able to endure. To endurance, godliness, now you're walking in a divine nature. To godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and you abound, you'll be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Mind control. The levels are increasing in the world. We must be sensitive to these things, alert to these things, and to know its strategy. So be careful out there and stay under self-control and expose the mind control in your life. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we ask in the name of Jesus that eyes would be open, ears be open, and heart be open to your word today. And that the seed that was imparted, as it grows and bears fruit for your glory, that understanding will come in a mighty way, and that the expression of your truth will be released from each and every one to expose the mind-controlling demonic forces of this world so your people can come under the self-control of the anointing of Christ Jesus, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.